You are now tuning in to Discover Your Potential with radio talk show host Dan Gilman, Cindy Gilman's son. So listen, participate, be inspired, know that you can discover your potential. Here he is, Dan Gilman.
Hi, welcome to Discover Your Potential. I'm Dan Gilman, your host, and we have a very special guest today. We have Dr. Jodi Baer. She's a holistic nutritionist. She's 42 years certified health coach. She's just quite amazing. She's a best-selling author, and I'm so excited to bring her on today. And I want to introduce you to her, Dr. Jodi Baer. Dr. Jodi Baer, I'm so blessed to have you on the show, but you have a very special gift, and you're doing a telethon actually this Saturday, and I wanted to share that with our listeners.
Well, and for the Discover Your Potential listening audience and viewing audience, I just want to let you know that you have an extraordinary guest host, or just a regular host, I guess what he is, and Dan Gilman, because not only are we going to be doing this 12-hour telethon, but he is doing the production for everything. So make no mistake, he is that heart-centered leader. Les Brown once said that what we need in this economy is a collaborative group of heart-centered leaders that just want to make a difference in this world. And Dan, that's what you do. Dan, I can truthfully say that this is my delight and my honor to do this. So I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory. I'm Dr. Jodi Baer, America's top foundational health coach, a 42-year pioneer, and I do it in foundations of health, foundations of living, and foundations of hope in all six pillars of your life, which deal with spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. And boy, with this telethon, we need it all because disaster struck Southwest Florida. I've been living in Florida now for 22 years, longer than I've lived in Minnesota and Montana. It feels like home. But I go back to Les Brown and what he said. Ever had something hit you out of the blue? We were sitting here, another hurricane, another summer, no big deal. Looks like a cat one. It'll come back, give us some rain that we need in Florida. Well, frankly, it was quite a different matter. So I knew I had to do something. I knew we just have to do something to make a difference. And that's what we're doing Saturday. But I want to give you a little bit of my story because as it was, the 23rd of September hit Cuba. No big deal. My husband, who is a Marine archaeologist of 55 years, said, oh, it's just going to breeze on through. Okay, he's one of two experts in the world that said it's going to breeze on through. And then he said, 3 days later, brace yourself for the Moab, the mother of all bombs of a hurricane. He said, Jodi, this could blow Florida off the map. And for many, many places, it did just that. our week-long preparation in our household, because my husband is an archaeologist, took us a week. This is something that people don't know. Took us a week to go in and get things prepared in our household. We have a very great structured house. Frankly, we usually ride out the hurricanes. We know what to do. My husband is from Coral Gables, a native Miamian, so he knows hurricanes. Well, frankly, 5 years ago, we had Hurricane Irma. I remember Hurricane Irma. For 28 hours, we heard something of a decibel level of 120 decibels in our ears. I put in earplugs. It was harrowing. And we had 17 days without power. Had a leak in the roof, but we went through it. Okay. When my mother said that you would go things in your body that and in your life that you never thought, Irma was one of those for me. It was one of those things that hit me out of the blue. But I can tell you my own personal experience in 2004, Hurricane Charley hit. At that point, I was not in Florida because I was doing a corporate event. I was going ahead and I was in Denver for a 5-day event. And I tell you, it was amazing. I picked up the Denver Post. I looked at this and they said, Hurricane Charley has hit Punta Gorda. Hurricane Charley has hit Celebration, Florida. It was a direct hit. I canceled the rest of my corporate client. I went home to see a blue roof on my townhome. But what faced me was this. I had my grand piano, a 3-generation grand piano. Why was that important? I'm a classically trained pianist and vocal musician, opera singer. Music is my life. I performed for many, many years. I sing and play daily up to this point. I came home and in my front yard, there was that piano. It looked like matchsticks. There was what I saw. My washing machine had come down on that. What I found in my home, all my family pictures blown away. Everything. My couch, my bed, all on the front, ruined. I packed up what I could because the mold in Florida, you can't pack up a lot. My clothes were dissipated. But the biggest thing is that I had enough to start over. Now, looking at what happened with Ian, you see, nothing like you'd ever see in pictures. The news has quit following it. The storm is over. It's far from over, ladies and gentlemen. The magnitude of this storm was like Katrina, Andrew, Harvey. Katrina hit New Orleans. Harvey hit Houston. Andrew hit South Florida. Frankly, Ian is right in there. See, in Florida, we don't call hurricanes by hurricane this. We just are their family members. We call them by their names. But these counties in South of Florida, I want to give you a picture. Their combined GDP is the 12th largest in the country. You see, if you have a home on the water in Florida, it's worth a lot of money. The tile roofs, it didn't even compare. When it was over and my husband and I, you know, we had some cleanup. It took me a week or so. We did have a leak in the roof, got it fixed. And I turned to my husband and I said on October 7th, I must do something. And this is what we're asking you to do right now. And Dan is going to put up this link, this GoFundMe link. We are doing a telethon one day tomorrow, October 22nd, from noon to midnight Eastern Time. It's going to be televised on my Facebook page, Jody Nylander Bear, and J-O-D-E-E, Jody Nylander Bear, my business page, Wellness Coach Jody, my Twitter page, LinkedIn, which are my personal names, also my YouTube channel, Jody Bear. It will also be on Ignite TV, Roku, Apple, and Amazon Prime. And I'm happy to announce that it will be on watch.traversetv.com. That is watch, W-A-T-C-H, dot traverse, T-R-A-V-E-R-S-E, TV.com. And also on local, not Ocle, but also on local 55 in Orlando. So you can watch it. You can do something. You can do something. And actually, it's not a time of desperation. It's a time of heart-centered leaders. As Les Brown says here, we're coming together with a group of heart-centered, just compelled to do something, influencers, to create awareness. See, this is absolutely, for those of you that are living in Europe, you're seeing Dan's, award-winning podcast and TV show, you're up in Canada, 150-mile-an-hour wind. Think about it. When my husband and I were preparing our lanai on our screened-in porch, this was 2 days beforehand. The gust that came through was an 80-mile-an-hour wind, knocked us over, locked our door, not even shut it. That's the power of the storm. It destroyed businesses. It destroyed homes. It left death and destruction forever. These are the staggering statistics. Going to blow you away, kind of like the wind did as well. Listen to this, $75 billion in damage, and it's going up every single day. 2 million Floridians were out of power for a month. 1 million displaced in their homes. Numerous years of devastation. The causeway going over to Sanibel Island. They have no water. Think about it. I'm going to come back to Sanibel Island. This is really important. Naples and Fort Myers, they're off the grid. They are cleaning up this devastation and destruction. Just imagine waters coming up, filling half your home. Then they recede and you go around, no joke, snakes, alligators, nails from roofs. People are getting bacterial infections in their skin because it's so treacherously just nasty. And as a health coach and nutritionist, it's just absolutely some of the worst, disease in that water. Yet these people are persevering. Keep something in mind, myself included at 68 and a half. The majority of people that live in Southwest Florida are retirees. I want to just digress for a minute and tell you one story that I know. It was a husband and wife. This is just one story. I'm going to tell you two now. It'll give you a picture. Something hits you out of the blue. What do you do? What do you do? Well, this wife, who her husband was in a wheelchair. He was wheelchair bound. She got the strength to bring him up to the kitchen counter to lift her husband, got him to his knees, had him hold on to the cupboard strings, and then she held on to him for 16 hours. She watched the water rise and rise and rise. It got to her neck, their necks. She said, I guess this is our time to go. She prayed, and the water receded. Oh, isn't that amazing? But what do they have to live for? They're 80 years old. They need help. I have a really great friend and colleague of mine, self-named businesswoman, came over from the UK, has one of those tile-roofed housing. It's hurricane-proof, okay? She built herself up in the mortgage business. Then she got 3 rental houses because the market, real estate, is really going well, even now in Florida. She brought her 80-year-old mother over to live with her, bought her a house as well. Single woman, 55. When my friend and colleague, Robert Mailer, and I spoke with her, she said, in one day, I went from 5 homes to 0 homes. 0. They're setting up food, kitchens, anywhere there's a dry place. Roads are decimated. It looks like kitty litter. Like I said, the people on Sanibel Island, because there's no running water, they're taking scoopfuls of mud with dead fish, Imagine what that smells like in your olfactory glands. Lifting that dirt on and that mud on to trucks to see if there's anything that they can salvage. Because as I said with myself, you go through this. What I did in Hurricane Charlie, you finally say, it's moldy, black stachybotrys mold. I know this. As Dr. Jody, you just got to throw it away. So they're running against time, and time is running out. That is our message for this telethon. This is what I can say. 90% of Lee County and Collier County are gone. It's just been leveled. They're businesses that I remember visiting. I mean, the Barrier Islands, Sanibel, Captiva, San Marco, they're gone. Pictures are emerging. And Dan, our wonderful host, is going to see these pictures in just a minute. See, some people chose to ride out the storm. Well, they came to their deaths. It's over 200 people that have died, and some they'll never find because they just went with the waves. Gainfully employed people, because it was a robust economy. Gainfully employed, well, if the business was leveled, the business owners are out of business, and so people aren't employed either. And you said, well, isn't there insurance, Jody? Flood insurance only covers half. So if your home is worth $500,000, trust me, I know. They're getting $500,000. No. They're getting half of that $500,000. And y'all, you know how insurance companies are. They're less than generous. I went on to report something 3 days after Ian and I just gave up. They said, well, you're the next in line, that you will have one of our fine operators coming on in 3 hours, 25 minutes. Well, they have no power. They have no electricity. How are they even going to get through? I have three friends that said it was 2 days before they had any food or water. You cannot survive. Now, there are temporary situations loaded up. Governor DeSantis has done an amazing job, and you're going to hear from him and Senator Marco Rubio and what they're doing as advocates. But this is the deal. These senior citizens, as Ron DeSantis said, our governor, that they have absolute resiliency, but they need help. You see, this is why myself, it may just be going ahead and having, as my expertise is in weight loss, having somebody who needs to lose 200 pounds lose 10, but at least I've done something. So if you're hearing this broadcast, I'm asking you to do something. We're here to raise $1 million. You can see it on the back of the screen here. $1 million. That's 100,000 people giving just $10. Brown bag it for a couple of days. Even one with the cost of food. Give. There is such a need. Give, send, go. I want to go into a little bit of who you're going to see on this telethon. The A-listers have come out, including Les Brown, Forbes Riley, J.B. Owen, CEO and founder of Ignite Publishing, who have done two of my best-selling books, Jay Noland of MYB Publishing, Dame Doria Cordova of Money and You, Rex Sykes, Reverend Ben Graham, Byron Nelson, and Delatoria McNeil are going to be coming in November. Corey Hughes, who did an amazing executive coach, mobilized after his hometown, Houston, with Hurricane Harvey. They brought aid and actually brought in Oprah. Now, we don't have Oprah coming this time, but you never know if Corey's involved. Josh Payne, absolutely financial fireman and wizard, is putting his entire company behind this. And last, but definitely not least, Jared Albritton, IT, African-American IT genius, and also Christopher Rausch, motivational speaker extraordinaire. And I can tell you, with this lineup and 25 other speakers, not only, and these people, they came to me often when they heard word of mouth, they said, we're just coming to you. They wanted to do something. Community of achievement-driven, heart-centered leaders, as Les Brown says. You're going to hear from a radio station. We got three victims that were devastated that rode out the storm. We will have more in November when we do this telethon again, 2 days, November 17th and 18th as well. Now, why is this important? Because we want to get the ball rolling. We want to do something. And frankly, there are several ways that you can get involved, but I want to come back before I go on to say, jump in, just jump in, do something, get involved, hear these stories. I called these three friends of mine that I've known for a long time. I was a corporate coach and consultant. I had five clients that were for a long time, like a decade, that I did repeat business. So it's really personal to me. And some of them said, I can't even put two words together, Jody. I can't be on the screen. But we're going to be hearing also from two people, two business owners from the area, the radio station Breakaway Radio. How are they broadcasting? With transistor radio, like the SOS kind of thing, to give people a way to find out what's going on. And also, Kevin Ruane, who was a former mayor of Naples and was the president of the Florida Mayors Association. He's going to bring you some real boots on the ground. I'm sure we will have more speakers that have lived through this. I've lived through this in November, but this is what we have now. But we're coming together, these 35 speakers and us, to give what? To give some inspiration. As I said, I'm a foundational health coach. I talk about foundations of health, foundations of living, foundations of hope. We want to give them inspirational hope, something to hold on to, not only compassion and caring, but as one of my coaches and mentors said, you can talk about it, but that's the easy part. We're asking you for the doing, to put action behind your words, put action in love behind this, put action so that people know that they can persist and they can be resilient and they can be tenacious. There will be more time to do the following in November, since we threw this together, because there was such, it was like what Les Brown says, from urgency to emergency. You can run an ad, contact me at 800-820-0854, 800-820-0854, or my website. It is jodee.com. That's jodee.com. You can become a personal sponsor this way, run an ad for your business, and Traverse TV has promised to run these ads for the next 2 months for your generous gift. Okay, you can make a difference just by donating. Find out, isn't it worth, as I said previously, worth brown bagging just for a couple of lunches to make a difference? And be a part to spread the word. If you go to my Facebook page, it's Jody Nylander, N-Y-L-A-N-D-E-R, J-O-D-E-E, Nylander, N-Y-L-A-N-D-E-R dash bear. Share this hurricane video. Share the copy. The more shares this video gets, the more viral it becomes. Now, there will be an after-event videoing. This is what's really important. They said, well, Jody, is this a non-for-profit? Not exactly. But this is how you can guarantee you are hearing me. This is on record, on this TV broadcast. You will hear it tomorrow in multiple platforms. My husband and I have a dormant non-for-profit. That's what RHB Enterprises is. We have used GoFundMe, which is used all over the internet, to collect the money. 100% of these profits are going, and the proceeds are going to these victims. And how is it going to happen? Like I said, this after event, we're having a team of videographers going down to ground zero. We are going to get the absolute joy and just feeling that we can, that just in generosity that just trumps any other. We are going to be giving people that I know, that my friend and colleague Robert Mailer knows, that Kevin Ruane knows, we are going to be delivering checks, and it's going to be videoed. So catch a look on this, because as I say, there is hope. There is hope. And what if it just makes a difference with one senior citizen, one business owner that can open their doors, one person that just needs a little hope to get through what hit them out of the blue? It's worth it now, isn't it? You see, from October 22nd, then we're going to have 3 weeks to spread the word, to publicize this, to make it grow, as they say, to grow like wildfire, to make it grow to proportions that I've never, ever dreamed possible. How do we do this? We do it with you. You tell another. And 2 goes to 4, goes to 8, to 16, 32, 64, 128, 264, and you know the rest, and so on and so on. You know, we're living right now in just a time of turmoil and uncertainty and instability, I know. But one day, on the 26th of September, these residents in South Florida had homes. The next day, they did not. If we band together as in the total vibration of positivity environment, who knows what can happen? Les Brown gave me these P's. He said, when something hits you out of the blue, persist, because persistence beats resistance every time. Use your power, because you have power in your breath. Just continue to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. You have patience. To have patience that what you're going through, you'll get through. And to do it with prayer. Use that spiritual pillar of prayer, because prayer changes things, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to end our broadcast with quite a prayer as well, because I believe it. And I want to end with these two thoughts before Dan comes back on stage and on screen. Buckminster Fuller, the iconic Buckminster Fuller, said, what we do in this world is to make the world better for 100% of humanity in the shortest amount of time. How do we do that? We do it with you. We do it with me. Because this cause, the time is now. Not that cause, this cause. Because now, spelled backwards, is one. We can win together. We can go ahead and do this. You will be seeing this all over. And I was remiss, because you can go on Facebook to Flagler TV, which, frankly, Hurricane Ian came through and went diagonally and went all the way up to Flagler County, where I used to live, in Flagler Beach and Palm Coast, dipped out. And then, you know, it hit a third time in South Carolina. Well, this hurricane wasn't playing, and neither are we. Join us and know that you can, by your generosity, you can be spreading the word, and you can with your sponsorship and your generous donation. You can together, and we will make a difference.
Well, thank you so much, Jody. I truly appreciate it. And I know our listeners are hopefully, I'm going to post the information down below. Hopefully they'll even, use the GoFundMe link now, which would be extraordinary. We'll have this posted on all of the places that we have our show on. So I want to thank you for your generosity, your help, your support. And I know, thank you, Jody, for being a part of our community and life, and really appreciate you.
And Dan, I really appreciate you as well. We're doing big things, and I know our telethon. And when you see the rebroadcast, oh, did I miss it? No, you didn't. We're gonna go ahead, and as they say down south, we're doing it one more game. Okay, we're gonna do it one more again on the 17th and 18th, Thursday and Friday, noon to midnight. But Dan, I want to leave your viewing audience with this. When you said the time is now, I said it earlier because now is one spell backwards. What can we do? We can make this world a better place for 100% humanity in the shortest amount of time. This is our chance. This is our moment together. What are you waiting for? We've been waiting our whole lives to show that it doesn't matter whether life has hit us out of the blue. It doesn't matter that we have uncertainty. It doesn't matter if we have anything that could hold us back, because a setback is only a setup for a comeback, even of epic proportions. So ladies and gentlemen, I end with this. Take your right hand, put it over your heart. Do you feel your heartbeat? Okay. Now take your left, put it over your right. What happens to your heartbeat? It gets stronger, doesn't it? We come into this world alone. We go out of this world alone. But between the dashes, we need each other, just like our heartbeats. And we need you. Thank you. And know that we're giving hope, just one donation at a time, because hope for me stands for heal, to go down into yourself, because no one can do what you can do. Go up in opportunity to your true north and come in. P is positivity, to attract what you can do. Then we go out in empowerment. I have a quote that says, empower you and your word first, and you will empower the world forever. You can empower you in your world first by your donation, and we can empower these lives forever. I'm Dr. Jody Bear, and I approved this message.
This is Cindy Gilman, and you're listening to Discover Your Potential. So until next time, do something nice for yourself, but do something nice for someone else.